Meanwhile, the Bush administration is watching developments in Israel and Gaza. Should it take a more active role? Well, joining me is former Mideast envoy Dennis Ross. You worked for President Clinton, and welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you.
As we just heard, tensions are increasing between Hamas and Israel. Should the U.S. be doing more to help resolve this?
Well, I think the U.S. could be doing more to resolve it. I say could be doing more because it's really been pretty much sitting on the sidelines. Had we been more active, had there been a process, then you might have had a kind of built-in basis on which the Israelis at least could say, look, we're going to let the U.S. see what it can do to get the Palestinians either to be responsive or to get the Syrians to put pressure on Khaled Mashal, who is really the key to being able to resolve this in terms of the soldier. If Khaled Mashal, who is the leader of Hamas in Damascus, knew that he wouldn't be allowed to stay in Syria, he would probably turn over the soldier fairly quickly. The key to that is getting the president of Syria, Bashar Assad, to go to him and say, release the soldier or you don't get to stay. And I can assure you, if he thought he had to go to Lebanon where he might not be safe, or if he thought he had to go to Iran where he might be safe but irrelevant, my guess is he'd release a soldier.
And in the interim, I understand Israel is turning to Russia to help pressure Syria.
I mean, it is pretty ironic when you think about it. Israel right now is relying upon Egypt to try to work with the Syrians and the Russians to try to work with the Syrians, neither of whom have any leverage on the Syrians whatsoever. So it may be great for Bashar Assad to have people paying attention to him, but it's very unlikely to actually produce any change in the situation.
Well, are there any back-channel negotiations going on between the U.S. and Syria or the U.S. and Israel?
Not really. I think at this point, basically, we really are, I think, preoccupied elsewhere. We're preoccupied with Iraq. We're obviously preoccupied with Iran. And now we're concerned about North Korea. And in the midst of all that, we have a crisis in the Middle East that, for the most part, we're just not engaged with.
How big a problem is it, then, for the U.S., for the White House, if this does blow up?
Well, it will become a problem if, in fact, the Israelis feel driven to do much more than they're doing now. It will capture the attention of the world in a way in which it will be pretty difficult for the U.S. not to be more involved in some fashion. We saw last night a threshold crossed. Hamas was able to fire a Qassam rocket from Gaza and hit Ashkelon. It hit a school that was vacated, but here you're talking about a big city in Israel. Up until now, all the rockets out of Gaza have hit Sderot, which is a relatively small town in Israel right along the border, clearly affecting the town's residents, one of whom happens to be the Minister of Defense in Israel, so it creates pressure on the government. But for most Israelis, it's pretty far removed. Hit Ashkelon, which is a city, and you change the realities of this. You put the Prime Minister of Israel in a situation where he's got to do much more. So I think if, in fact, you're headed down that road, you may have a circumstance where it's harder for the U.S. not to be involved simply because the character of escalation will simply take on a very different form.
And could that mean that Israel will reoccupy parts of Gaza?
I see some potential for that, but I don't see it on a long-standing basis. Israel could go in to do much more to try to root out those who are firing rockets, all those who are making them. To do that, though, they're going to have to go into heavily populated areas, which they've resisted up until now. The numbers of people who could get killed would go up very quickly and very high.
What specifically and concretely does it need to do right now?
Well, I think the main thing to do right now would be to focus its efforts on Syria as a way of trying to bring this to a conclusion. Now, there's two ways to do it. One is basically go to the Syrians, go to President Assad, and make it clear that we can make life a lot more difficult for Syria. Or we could also, in fact, open up a new page with Syria if they were prepared to take this step. You could reinforce that by also going to the Saudis. Bear in mind, the one country that seems to have some serious influence on Bashar Assad, the one leader, is King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. When King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia said that Syria had to get out of Lebanon, that is, in fact, when the Syrian forces were withdrawn. So I think if you had a kind of 1-2 punch where we did certain things directly and you also brought in the Saudis, you might be able to create some change there.
Ambassador Dennis Ross, former Mideast envoy in the Clinton administration, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.